Well, welcome to our spring shack meeting.
Everybody's had a chance to sign in and pick up an agenda packet. That's just a printed agenda packet of what was emailed out last week. And it's the same packet which I have projected up here on the screen. So let's begin just with our introductions. I'm Jerry Adams. I'm the assistant superintendent for the district.
Misty Jaws, a parent. Franny Holkamp, middle school counselor. Dean Brennan, high school counselor.
Gina Stanley, high school nurse.
Parent. Charlotte Knapper, school board member.
Mary Garza,
okay, thank y'all. And of course, Vicki Stewart's also our parent co-chair. So next order of business on our agenda is the counselor update and the character education program updates. And so I've got the counselor report from the elementary school. Miss Blake is feeling sick today, so the elementary campus report, she sends out the counselor corner emails on Fridays to help teachers and students with behaviors that sometimes escalate in the spring. They also include de-escalation techniques and strategies and also mental health tips. We also have individual small group and classroom counseling is still implemented daily as needed. Character Ed certificate awards are continuing. Occurring every 6 weeks with the topic of fairness. Students are nominated by classmates and the names of winners are shared on the announcements, and students winning this award are given a certificate and bracelet. And all the school counselors met with the positive parenting program to discuss ways to bring parents to the meetings to discuss and receive important information regarding drug prevention and other topics. So that was the elementary counseling report. Ms. Holkamp?
All right, so the middle school's been a little bit busy with some girl drama and some test runs. I've got a handful of girls who don't really know how to say stop. They don't know how to tell kids to stop. They don't know how to say that hurts my feelings, leave me alone, all that stuff. So, we've done a little bit of yelling in my office, like we have practiced talking from our gut. Mr. Colby's called his head in a couple of times, but we've been working on that. Just talking kids through, you know, do your best on the test. Don't let it paint this picture of you. Just go in and do the best you can do. So that's about it. I mean, working with that kind of stuff.
No.
Probably my granddaughter.
No, not yours.
So at the high school, pretty much the same thing.
We've been doing testing, getting our seniors ready for graduation, been meeting with those, meeting with parents whose students are kind of lagging behind, dragging their feet, thinking that some miracle's going to happen between now and graduation. But it seems like almost every day we're talking to the kids about just dealing with peer pressure, not getting off of social media. Mine is just stop it, shut it down, don't get on it, block them. You don't see them, let somebody yell at you, so don't, you know, keep listening too much social media, so block them. But anyway, that's my solution to that. So.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Brummett. The next agenda item is this overcoming obstacles, and this is part of a comprehensive counseling program curriculum resource that all three counselors have been meeting together and brainstorming about. And so Ms. Holkamp has some information about this particular resource.
We are really excited about this. So the three counselors have been meeting this semester about how we can incorporate more mental health awareness and, you know, help in the classroom and, you know, use our skills that way. We talked about buying a program, you know, looking into buying something, but everything nowadays is digital. you know, put the kids on a computer and do it digitally. And the three of us didn't feel like that was what we were wanting right now. We were wanting to do something face-to-face with the kids, lessons, you know, some sort of activity, something. So we stumbled across this Overcoming Obstacles, and it happened to be a free curriculum. And now keep in mind that we have not actually, like, dug the top layer off of this curriculum. So we each have looked over our, you know, middle school, high school, and elementary. We've looked at the lessons. They seem very appropriate. But we have not actually dug them apart to make sure that they're 100% in line with everything that we believe here in Comfort ISD. So that's something that will take place before we leave that summer. So what I went ahead and printed off for you was just kind of some general information about the curriculum and where you can find it. And you'll see the topics are very, like, life skills. It's things that they need to know to improve their life currently. It does not, from what we can see, it doesn't really touch on gender equality. It doesn't touch on any of that kind of stuff. I think that's for a different day and time.
It's kind of more of their personal, them setting their personal goals and the things that, developing skills for them personally to be successful in life.
Yes,
exactly. And choose good friends and, you know, just make good decisions.
So what I did for y'all was I gave you this basic information, and then I went into each curriculum and I printed off the table of contents for the lessons, just so y'all could really see the topics that were being discussed. And then, you know, if you would like to go in and look at it, you're welcome. It's free. You can go click on each lesson and look at it, you know, go through the lesson. And the thing that the three of us liked most was that this can be tweaked. So it's going to give us a lesson on a topic. And if we have something that we feel we need to go deeper on with a kid or with a class, we can use our other resources to add to the lesson. It's not something that is set in stone that we have to follow to the T. So we can add our stuff to it too. So we are very excited about this.
And I went through just a couple of the lessons just to look at, like, what happens, you know, how does this, the lesson go. And basically the way it's set up is you're going to learn a skill on something in life. Maybe it's how do you talk to your teacher, how do you talk to a boss. And so you're going to talk about being respectful. So that could be the skill of speaking respectfully to people. Well, then I would explain to them, like, what's all involved in that. And we just kind of brainstorm, like, you know, good things that they can think of, having them come up with some ideas. And then we'd practice the skills with each other, like we would do role plays and say, you know, so if they can't come up with their own, we've got little cards that you can give them that have like a little scenario, so they'll do that scenario. And then, of course, practicing is what makes you better. And then the last is reflecting on the skill. Well, how is this something you can incorporate into your own life? How can you do this? Like, where can you use this kind of thing? So I think, and they're very short. They're not
short.
They're not real long. And we've looked at different ways. Each grade level is going to have its challenges of where we can meet with them. But we are determined to figure out a time to meet with the kiddos and do that. I think there were like 70 lessons. I don't remember how many lessons there are. But we were just thinking if we could even get in once a month, the 6 weeks with each grade level, that would be a good start. We just want to start somewhere and have them start really developing those positive traits and positive character skills. So that's what this curriculum really is geared towards. So that's why we really liked it. Because I feel like once they feel positive about themselves, once they learn to connect and communicate better, kind of all those other problems that we see, the drama, the social media will kind of, you know, fall into place somewhat. So you're always going to have those that are outside the box. But
Thank you all so much for putting this together and for describing it. Does anybody have any questions for Ms. Brummett or Ms. Holekamp?
No, I think it's great.
I cheated.
So much, exactly, that's what. But it does have something that say if we were out for something, we could give it to the teacher and they could do the lesson. That's what we wanted to make sure. It's something that they could do even if we got pulled away on an emergency, so that the learning could still go on. And again, not just stick them in front of a computer and here's kind of thing,
so. And there's not very many that start, that implement pre-K. Very hard to find stuff like this for pre-K. And this starts at kindergarten, but she felt like a lot of it could go to pre-K, you know. So like those were kinds of things that we were looking at. Like we did not want the elementary to do one thing and the high school to do, we wanted it across the board. Everybody's got the same name, same program, all that stuff. So.
And also that we saw it as something to build on each year.
Yes.
Because they would learn some skills as in elementary that, you know, you could keep reminding them and building on those as they become more mature and have different problems that they face, different situations, and we just build on those. So we felt like it was really something we talked about, something sustainable that could go on even if we weren't here, another, you know, 10 years, another person comes in and takes their jobs, that they could take this up and go with it. Like that was something that
we'd
be able to
see then. Very good. So on the page, which is on the website, the copy of this handout, the website for Overcoming Obstacles, it is a live link, so you could click on that. But also, Bet, if I ask real nice about Ms. Holocamp, would send this to me.
Sure.
And so we'll put this up on the Shack website as well. And so both of those. So. We invite you to look at it. If anything comes up, just reach out to one of our counselors. Reach out to me, just, you know, any of us, and then we can just we'll go from there with it.
We're planning to, like you said, put this up on the website so parents can review it, do some just talking to parents, and then in the fall doing a permission slip to where the students can participate in it and the parents look at the curriculum. They don't have the ability to look online at the curriculum. You can always send them curriculum and see what we're doing, because it's divided up into grade levels, so we have to send them a whole package. Like I would just do the high school curriculum. So that's
okay.
Our plan.
Okay, awesome. Next item on the agenda is the district wellness plan overview. And so you have a copy of the wellness plan in the packet, and I have it presented up here. So last year, as a Shack committee, we put together the wellness plan, and so this is one of those requirements. This is posted on our website, and so we can go through this as fast or as, you know, or as detailed as the group would like to, but. This is posted up on the webpage, talking about soliciting involvement and input. The district nurse is the district official responsible for the overall implementation with this. Since we had two new nurses this school year, really that kind of just kept with me on this, making sure that it was posted and put up. But it talks about goals for nutritional promotion. And so, you know, as a Shack, we monitor this. School nurses discuss with principals and informing the Shack of any concerns. And then just implementation of goals for nutritional promotion. The district's food service staff, teachers, and other personnel promote healthy nutritional messages in cafeteria, classroom, and other settings. We involve district personnel to promote healthy nutritional messages. We maintain participation in our federal child nutrition programs. Any questions or comments about goal number one?
I have.
Okay.
And I talked with Jennifer and
Kiana, but I want to get the NutriSlice. You can call it an app, but you can also look at it at your computer, or if you wanted to, which I don't think I don't think you need it. It is screens in the cafeteria. And anyway, it'll feed in all of our menus. And I thought about you. So you'll be able to go on and see, a parent can go on, they can see what the nutrients are, if it's an allergy, if it's anything. They can put it as their favorite, they can leave a review on it. And then it's in real time, so if we make a change on our Prima, it'll automatically go to it. And so it would just be a really nice tool. And the best part is I wouldn't have to rely on technology to post my menus, because it would automatically go. And then on that also is all they have to do is click the link, and then it can show like all of our like advertisements or something, like, you know, the square meals or anything like that. I have control of all of it from this.
Okay.
Yeah. So then I wouldn't have to call you to make menus all the time for my diabetic.
We can look at carb counts.
And we can do carb counts for our diabetics. And, yeah, that would be awesome, because then we can just put in what they're eating.
They can just click
on it, and it's going to automatically give them their carb count.
They can filter through, so if you have someone who has an egg allergy, it'll filter through what they can eat, you know, based on what's the menu.
That would be good. Yeah.
So hopefully next year, I'm hoping to get it in June so I can get it all up and running. But my boss is talking to his boss, and so hopefully, cross fingers.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So when we get it out, we'll be able to get something to send out to parents about it, to be able to notify them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this something that the parents can do from their house?
From their house or from their phone? I have it because I was Bernie, so I created the school cafe one that was through Cornero Edge, and then I also have the NutriSlice one because I need some.
What? That's neat. Thank you for sharing.
I love that. I'm super excited about it.
Any other feedback regarding the wellness plan on that page with goal one or two? Okay. Talk about providing the monthly breakfast and lunch menus with objective two. Goal number three, ensuring food and beverage advertisements are accessible to students outside of school hours, which what Ms. Garza talked about would support that goal right there. Making sure what we have is smart snack compliant. Nutrition education. Fosters the adoption and maintenance of healthy eating behaviors. And so we have all students in grades K through 8 are in a PE class or athletic class where nutrition education is provided. Now the kids right now are completing their fitness gram, physical fitness assessments in those classes. Goal number two, district nutrition education, a district-wide priority to integrate in other areas of the curriculum as appropriate. And then having students with access to drinking water during the school day. And then goal number three is talking about the professional development. With that and appropriate professional development are provided for employees responsible for nutrition education. Any questions or comments about any of those goals?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Physical activity. Students in pre-K through five have a physical activity for 30 minutes a day or 135 minutes per week in accordance with district policy. And middle school students have at least 225 minutes over a two-week period. Our goals for physical activity, we have the crossing guard, Mr. Kennel, at the elementary school. Make sure kids are able, and anybody's able to safely walk or bike across the street. Goal number two, talking about appropriate information to staff regarding the benefits of physical activity breaks for students. Goal number three, before school and after school physical activity. We have the Boys and Girls Club and various extracurricular activities. Goal number four, we do offer the training for district employees to promote enjoyable lifelong physical activity. District offers fully paid employees premiums for health insurance, which is very, very generous and appreciated. The district encourages parents to support their children's participation, be active role models, include physical activity at family events. Color Me Comfort, which is about to come up. Fall Festival has a lot of that. Community parades. District encourages parents and staff and community to use the district's facilities. The track is used, the playground is used outside of the school day. Facility use request forms are available for the use of the gyms. One of the safety requirements is that a staff member has to be present for that. And there are some when you look at that, and if you have a facility open and a staff member is there, one, to make sure that it's a good, you know, the facilities are being cared for, because the taxpayers have spent a lot of money making sure that we have nice facilities, and we don't want to have damage created. But you could have somebody that wants to be a bad actor that comes in, and then they will hide in the building, and then everybody goes home, but they hide in the building overnight. This is a legitimate safety piece, which this is why you have secure entry for that. And then, so, you know, school starts the next day, we have our entry, our secure processes, but that bad actor is already hiding inside of the building, or they can come in and put put things in the building to hide where somebody can go in. And of course, we don't, you know, you never think that's going to happen in Comfort or anyplace else, but deterrence is always an important part. So when you just go up to why aren't buildings just open for anybody to come in, having a district personnel there. But we do have that ability. When my wife and I were volunteer coaches in the past 3 years for either Little Dribblers or Comfort Hoops, you know, we had the gym open, and the team that we volunteered to coach would practice, and then other teams would practice in the other gym, and we were that person when we were able to volunteer in that way. And so that's just talking about the usage with that. Any feedback or questions about that particular goal? Okay. Other school-based activities. We have time for kids to eat in the cafeteria. They have the 30-minute lunch period. Wellness for students and their families. The smart snack compliance. We provide snacks for students. We provide snacks for the after-school academic acceleration. We do have classroom celebrations, but we do ask them to be held outside of the lunch period. We promote district employee wellness activities and local wellness activities with the steps contest and the percent weight loss contest. And then we expanded this year to the walk, roll, and run, 1 mile and 5K. And I think maybe if not everybody around the table was there, a large percentage you contributed somehow to that. That was a really, really good initial event this year. Any additions, feedback, comments, questions about any of those parts? A nutrition guidelines, just food, beverages sold, we comply. Our fundraisers, we comply with that. There is the exemption to it for up to 6 days per year, per campus, food and beverages provided. We follow and comply the state laws with that. And then every 3 years, we do the triennial assessment. That occurred last school year. We did the triennial assessment and reviewed it during the SHAC committee, and that assessment's posted on the website, along with the wellness policy and the copy of the plan with dated revisions. So we will add at the bottom of the policy, we will put reviewed by SHAC, and we'll put today's date for that. So we'll post a revision of it that we just reviewed it today.
We have physical activity going on.
See, so we're just checking.
They're dancing in there, so.
See, we're checking off all these things. It's a living, breathing document right now. Okay, so are we good with the wellness plan? Thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. The next part in our agenda is the physical activity and fitness planning subcommittee. And this is just to consider issues relating to the student physical activity and fitness. And that's those PE minutes at the elementary and middle school. And so we just provide those recommendations to the board. But that's what's in the current policy is what we have right here. And so our group here is the subcommittee for that. And so are there any other issues that we need to consider for student physical activity and fitness? Or any recommendations, including keeping what we currently have for the physical activity and improving fitness among students. I'm seeing the head nods that we're good with what we have. Okay. So we will reflect that in the minute. So just by show of hands, are we good with that? Okay. The next part is looking at the curriculum and resources. And so this is also in your handout. And so we reviewed this at the fall, or at the February SHAC committee meeting. And so the SHAC committee reviews any curriculum that's used for like human sexuality education, also family violence, child abuse, sexual abuse, teen dating violence, sex trafficking, parents, information, and this is consistent with the Senate bill requirements. In the past, the SHAC has recommended we use this Aim for Success. It's now called Youth Equipped for Success, and it's the program called Determined to Succeed. And so this is, I don't know how long this has been in place. I know our 4 years in the district, this was already established beforehand. And so we have a sequence every other year. This group comes and they do the presentation. There's a sixth grade presentation and then a 7 through 12 presentation. And this presentation satisfies all of these requirements that are put out by the legislature for this. They come, what we've done in the past, they come and do a parent presentation on a Wednesday night, and then the next day on a Thursday is when they have a sixth grade assembly. Then they have a seventh and eighth grade assembly. Then they have the high school assembly, and it's really well done. I know, Deanna, you've been a part of that. You know, any kind of comments about it?
The speaker is always really relatable for the students, and just it gets them, kind of gets them laughing, but also like shows them truths about that, and does some little games and stuff with them to show how things are transmitted or like what's a healthy relationship. It's really good.
Yeah. Any other comments or feedback on it?
It's abstinence-based. It does talk about sexting, you know, like that, you know, just these things that happen that you just don't, you know, kids just don't realize about. And but it's abstinence-based. It complies with all of our policies. Parents have to opt into this. And so it used to be you would opt out, but last year the new rule is you have to opt into it. And you can't opt into something at the beginning of the year for the entire year. You have to opt in within, I think it's like 14 days. There's like a window. And so we had to do a lot of following up to get people to opt in. And we had some parents that came to the parent presentation and they opted in after the parent presentation. In fact, everybody who was on the fence, that they all opted in after the presentation. So that was really, really good with that. And so we'll have to do the opt-in again. And, you know, if you think about ways that we can do that where, because it required a lot of our counselors and principals and APs were doing a lot of following up with that. But sometimes the opt-in sheet didn't make it home, and then other times it was just the kid didn't want to do it, so the parent just said no without looking at it. And then there was times where there were questions, and so we just these are important presentations to go to. But just any other ideas about how to increase that. But are we good with the, do we want to continue to do the recommendation for this aim for success to satisfy these requirements? Okay. The next part is the CATCH curriculum. And so we reviewed this at our last meeting. This is our health education and our PE curriculum. And so this also involves some social emotional learning. This is what we've used, we just haven't updated it, but this is what we've used in our PE classes. Coach Novoside at the elementary did the recommendation for this, and so we're in the process of getting this ordered. But this is the CATCH curriculum from our conversation in February and today, and looking at this, are we good with proceeding with this curriculum? This is a fantastic group. Next item on the agenda is, I don't have a slide for it, but also the resource, the EverFi for social emotional learning. Mrs. Brummett reviewed this at our last session, but these are it's free resources for substance abuse prevention, prescription drug safety, bully prevention, dating violence prediction, character education, promotion, and suicide prevention. And so I don't know if anybody had a chance to review this or have any other information for that, but the recommendation would be to continue to have our counselors have the ability to utilize these resources as well for their programs.
I have a question about it. I looked it up, and I think it's awesome because it talks about cessation, which is a huge thing, because a lot of times it's, the kids have already started using and they're already addicted before, anybody even realizes it. So the fact that there's cessation, I love that. That is awesome. And the fact that it's free is even better, right? But I do have a question. Is this, and I guess this might be for you, Ms. Brummett, is it for all of high school, or is it a certain grade level, or?
This will be the first year we're going to use it. Okay. This coming year. We haven't used it yet. So okay. The plan is to, yes, do use it for the whole high school.
That's awesome. It looks great. I mean, the Truth Initiative, it's evidence-based. I think this is awesome that y'all are doing this. That's really cool.
Well, there's one part in there that talks about how to keep vaping, and I've got the signs up at school, the steps to put vaping and numbers they can call, for that. Yes. So I just really like that because we've actually had kids say, I want to quit, but I can't. It's hard. So, I just thought these were the ones that would be applicable at least to high school.
That's awesome.
You know, and as we, and thank you, Aubrey, for,
yes,
for those comments. And, you know, as we're going through these things, that when you look at something and you find something, don't assume that we saw the same thing, and, you know, just reach out and communicate. We've done the EverFi. We did some vetting with their agent, and asked some specific questions, and we've looked at parts of it. But, you know, if you ever see something in there, if we're doing something which is off base, it's not intentional, and so just communicate with us so that we can either fill in the gap on there or go, you know what, we're going to not do that part. And so please, you know, be our eyes and ears as well. Wellness initiative update. You know, we had another really awesome wellness initiative. We had 1 week. We had 1 week less in the steps challenge this year, just because of how the calendar fell. And we had three people get over 1 million steps. As a district, we walked from the South Pole to the North Pole when we combined all of the mileage. And had really good team competition. People had a lot of fun with that. The percent weight loss, we had a competition with that, and that was a lot of fun. I know doing this impacted decisions I made, like I might be tired one night, but I walked, you know, I got in the treadmill and got my steps in. So, and we heard that from a lot of people. Ms. Garza?
Does the ISD have any discount pool with any of the local gyms?
Not that I know of, we don't.
I don't think the one here in town does, because they can only have 50 members at a time, because it's with insurance and stuff, and so they probably don't.
A lot of the times, a lot of those places have for teachers, general educators.
Now, that'd be something that if anybody reached out to any of them and they were willing to do that, you know, bring that back to us or present that, because they might be. I mean,
Chicken Express might donate some chicken.
Yeah, well,
RCT,
right?
RCT. I know that the Croc Center does give a discount to educators up in Kerrville.
It's like Croc Center does.
Well, and like all the Barney Christmas.
Yeah, they do too. So, Croc Center.
Yeah.
And then Planet Fitness, I think, is free for students during the summertime. Yeah.
Oh, it is?
I'm pretty sure it's Planet Fitness. It's one of the ones in Bernie.
Yes.
Planet Fitness is free for students? Mm-hmm. Wow.
To keep them active and all that. I think it was during the winter break, too, if I remember correctly, any extended breaks from school.
My doctor told me I could do 150 minutes a week today. And so I'm
Well, on the first annual anti-bully walk, roll, and run, we had, I think, over 150 people there. Ms. Garza, Aramark did the hot dogs for us. Operations department helped out. And so it was a lot of fun. And if you didn't get enough hot dogs to eat, it was your own fault, because there was a lot. And it really went well. We met afterwards and did a debrief, and, you know, just looked at kind of enhancements and you know, we really appreciated everybody that participated in that. Did y'all hear anything else about it, or? Okay. The next part on our agenda is, we've incorporated a parent education speaker series this year, and so we've had already one presentation. This was March 27th. Aubrey, you were there at it. The One Pill Can Kill.
It was great. I think this is awesome. The speaker series that y'all are doing. It gets my seal of approval.
Awesome.
Because unfortunately, fentanyl is big thing that's up and coming. There's a lot of things up and coming, let's put it that way. So the fact that y'all have the awareness out there for the community, I think that's amazing.
Thank you. We appreciate you being there. The speaker series is in partnership with Drug Free Comfort. And so many of you know Dick Holmberg. And so he's kind of the founder of Drug Free Comfort. That conversation started with him, Kevin Clariner, and myself about 2 years ago. We met in the middle school cafeteria in one June afternoon during all of the construction, and just talking about ways to bring some of this really fentanyl awareness. And so we had a panel, the district attorney, Nicole Bishop, former DEA agent, Rick Goodrich, who's now the safety and security director at Bernie, and our sheriff, Al Oxier, was on the panel. And then next Monday, we have our next parent program, and it's positive parenting, talking about parenting in a digital world. And so we have Judge Irene Sullivan and Manuel Cardenas. And Manny Cardenas is an assistant DA for Kendall County. And Irene Sullivan is retired. She's a law professor. She lives in Florida. She's coming in for this and some other engagements. And she wrote the book, You Can't Raise Children by Text. And so this will be an exciting parent community presentation. So if you have a chance Monday night at 6:00, please come by. Manny met with our counselors last week. And so our counselors provided input into specific, just what we see here that could be appropriate for parents of elementary kids, middle school kids, or high school kids. So, counselors, do y'all want to give any?
We really just talked about things that kids have. We also asked them if they're aware of any new programs or, I guess, apps that kids use, but we just wanted them to talk to the parents about apps that they may not know that their kids are using, because there's so many of them now that will hide stuff, and the parents just have no idea. And just talking about them, you know, monitoring that, you know, that the reasons that you need to monitor that. So they were really,
I think we kind of gave them a lot of ideas on things to talk about. Like they were talking about a lot of statistics and stuff, and we were like, well, can you bring some tools for the parents to put in their tool belt, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think they were going to go back and actually get some stuff to put back for the parents, you know,
different ways that they could manage their kids' cell phone usage, what was being sent. You know, there's applications that parents can get that they, whatever the student or their child is texting, they have a copy of it and stuff. So that's kind of what we talked about. It's just them bringing some things for the parents to help them be able to monitor that.
Fantastic. Well, thank you all for meeting with them on that. Next on the agenda is our food service update. Ms. Garza, you kind of gave us a little bit of the update. You gave us a little bit of a sneak peek.
Let you look 13 weeks ahead.
And that's gonna be a huge difference.
The faculty thinks that Shell brought in is really nice.
Oh, good. I know it's not fancy because we don't have all the fancy stuff.
But we don't have time for fancy. We just need something we see.
We just want coffee.
I know. Coffee. And I talked to my director about that.
And tea. And I'll take some tea and our iced tea.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a fancy setup like in some of the bigger districts, but it will be something there. And as soon as we'll be able to find it.
So where are you meeting summer school?
At the elementary.
And if somebody in the community may come up and get it to, they have to come in and go to.
We're not allowed to take out.
So you can't do like drive-through.
Not drive-through.
We've used it for our summer school kiddos. The bus picks them up early, drops them off, lets them eat breakfast, and brings them to the high school for their summer school, and then picks them back for lunch and then takes them back home. And it's been really, really helpful. Those are generally the students who probably aren't having anything.
Yeah,
and it's very hard to teach algebra to a student who's hungry.
Don't make more of your shopping off.
Yeah, so.
And is it free for everybody?
Yeah, the guidelines is they have to be in school, or I believe it's 23 if you're special needs and you're in a program.
So.
But they don't have to proof of residency, so if you've got your neck injuries or something like that.
So are you going to send that information out to the parents sometime in the district?
We need to.
Before the school?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that there could be a lot of people around here that might take you up on that.
Yeah.
Myself included. Two kids that have to be on.
And the fact that it's in town, or last year it was at a high school, so now we really live around the high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that Bree is working on the application for that, and so I don't know what the status of that is. We're working that around our summer school hours on it, so that and there are requirements. We'll have to advertise that and post that, and of course we want to, because we want kids to be able to take advantage of that. Okay, thank you. Health services update.
We did the maturation program for 3 years in March, and the Hill Country Pregnancy Center. But other than that, no updates.
The middle school's had a surplus of new kids.
Yeah.
So we've had a bunch of hearing and screening and shots and scoliosis and all that stuff. But there's two kids that still need shots, but they're still in compliance. So other than that, all is well there.
Thank you.
High school, just the usual pregnancies, mental stuff going on, fights. We got a new diabetic on campus now that we're dealing with, along with all her emotional other things that are going on. So just the usual, typical high school stuff.
Just another day in the high school.
Yeah, just another day at the high school.
That's why I'm at the middle school.
Call it April.
What's that?
Just call it April.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And does anybody have any questions for our nurses? Other business? The only item I have up here is that we're developing a Kendall County Behavioral Health Advisory Coalition, and the goal is to meet the gaps in services for behavioral and mental health in Kendall County. And so they've had two meetings, and the last one we really intended to be at it, but we really needed to hire an elementary school principal, and so we were conducting our interview process that time. So the next one's in May, and so my plan is to attend that. But at our board meeting Monday night, we did hire our new elementary school principal. So it was
it all worked out well. But this is a really good initiative in Kendall County, just trying to meet the needs of gaps for behavioral and mental health. And so this, another resource for our school counselors is what it is.
I did a Zoom meeting with UT Health Science Center in San Antonio, and TEA has a program that is paid for where you can sign up students, or we have to get an MOU with them, but it's free for the students, free for us, where the kids can, we can recommend kids for different types of counseling or services, including medication, anything to do with mental health, and it's free. And so I looked at it, I did the Zoom with them, and I just need to send you like that information.
Okay.
So that, because it sounded really, really good. They have legitimate doctors, and there's a lot of mental health that is now kind of a Zoom type.
Okay.
Type.
Fantastic.
So,
called MChat, or is it?
Yeah,
we use that.
Really good.
It's been good, Vicki, the MChat?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, send that, and that'll be fantastic. Any other business for us to cover? I've got one more question. And so this year, our shack, because of our District of Innovation, we don't have to do four meetings. And so we elected to do two meetings. And the shack had brought that up to include that in the District of Innovation. What we've learned is that our two meetings are longer than any of our meetings were last year, but you know, maybe overall we save time. But do you like having the two meetings but they're a little bit longer, or do you like having the four meetings but you know they're shorter but there's four meetings, or is there a preference? Because everybody's time, what I've seen is that our parents and community members, we've been able to have more participation this year because we don't have as many meetings, which I think is really, really great. But is there a preference? Okay. I hate going long. I'm really pleased that this is going to be under an hour today, because I hate going long, contrary to popular opinion, maybe by other, or evidence of long meetings I've conducted. But okay, well we'll plan for the two, and then so we'll have one in the fall next year, and then we'll have one in the spring. Thank y'all so much for participating.
Can I just add something?
Absolutely.
I haven't heard anything yet on the physicals. Last year we didn't have a very good turnout, so they're still up in the air on whether we're going to offer the athletic physicals this year. If we do, they will be in May. And again, if we do decide to do that, we will send out a email, we'll send out, you
okay.
know, everything for the physicals like we do every
okay.
year for the upcoming eighth graders coming into ninth grade for the physicals.
Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank y'all so much. Have a great evening.